Top Cottage Trail, This Storied Land. Top Cottage was designed by FDR with his needs in mind. Here, at the east entrance, he used flat flagstone instead of a raised threshold, and he fashioned an earthen ramp to lead from the drive right up to the west porch. Both designs made the cottage accessible to the wheelchair-bound president. FDR had great input in the overall design of Top Cottage, which came from his lifelong passion for history. He worked to preserve and interpret the past, making it valuable and relevant to future generations. His love for the history of the Hudson Valley resulted in his being appointed historian for the town of Hyde Park in 1926. An active preservationist, FDR honored the architectural integrity of the Hyde Park community by designing structures in the Dutch vernacular style, which reflected the region's cultural heritage. Top Cottage is also influenced by the Dutch vernacular. Curator Frank Futrell from Roosevelt Vanderbilt National Historic Sites notes its characteristic style.
Some of the characteristics of the Dutch vernacular traditions would be the shape of the roofs, the gables, sort of a steep pitched roof, porches.
Inside, Top Cottage features a large living room, kitchen, and two first floor bedrooms. The furnishings are simple, comfortable, and functional, much as they were in Roosevelt's day. Frank Futrell explains.
What visitors see today is a recreation of or a reference to the room. This is a place where we want people to come and sit down. Therefore, we've decided not to furnish it with original furnishings.
After FDR's death in April 1945, his son Elliot moved into the dwelling with his wife, actress Faye Emerson. Their renovations turned the former daytime retreat into a livable home. In the 1950s, cottage and property were sold to a private owner. In the mid-1990s came news that the cottage was again up for sale. Fortunately, the Open Space Institute made an offer to save the historic dwelling and later sold it to the National Park Service.
It would have been a shame if it had been sold outside the Park Service because it was an important part of the Roosevelt story. It was really the final chapter in the Roosevelt story. It's a place that people can come to and really learn about FDR, the private person, and also learn a little bit about what was happening during the war years. And it's amazing how when people are on that porch and are seated where FDR was seated and see that magnificent view, it kind of opens them up to sharing their thoughts and ideas and to generate discussion. It really is an atmosphere up there, which FDR realized.
We hope you have enjoyed your Top Cottage experience. Take some time to continue exploring the property and reflect on the man whose love of history created a living legacy for the future.